You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Of this mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to appoint a melech, a king. Very soon, Bezat Hashem, we have the melech Mashiach, Bezat Hashem, it will be announced by Eliana Mizacholotov very soon. So the command is rather some tasim alecha. So now, there is a point that Gemara brings, like anytime that you have a double emphasis, like hochiach, tochiach, to rebuke. So Gemara learns even 100 times. So here they ask, when it says som tasim, to appoint and to appoint. So how come it's repeated? Did you notice?
Is it a special kind of appointment?
So that's what we have to find out. If simply would say som melech or tasim melech, that would be...
Som is the shem appointment and tasim.
Som tasim, that means to... For sure, there's emphasizing that you have to have a king. So now here, you follow the point. Yeah. So now here, when it says something sim alecha, that means you have to act like a king. So when he says something sim alecha, that means many times you forget that you're a king. So you have to repeat it 100 times a day. So not necessarily it talks about to appoint the king, but you are the king. Som tasim alecha, and he has to sit on his throne. Would you expect that the king would sit on the floor? He says when he sits on his throne, and kiseh malchuto.
The king will become humble.
Now that's even worse. On the throne? Why? If you sit on a folding chair rather than these $5,000 chairs, it doesn't make a difference in your mood?
Yeah.
Of course it does. So now here, they learn a very beautiful thing. It says that he has to sit on his throne. Kiseh, how do you write kiseh? Kaf samech aleph. So it explains that kaf samech aleph is a Roshet Avot, kesef, sus, and isha. Kesef, sus, and isha. That means money, horse, and isha. So that means he has to have control over it. When he says to sit on the kiseh, that means the money and the belonging and other things should not overrule on him. He has to sit on it. He has to have to control on it. That means he should not be boosted up with the money and other things. So you're a king, but you have to be a kosher king. That you have to have control over it. So there's an interesting point. As you know, all the negative forces is known by name of Feloni. It's called Satan. That, you know, he plays with your head and things like that. It's a very interesting quote. How do you write Satan? How do you write Satan? Sin? No. So now, what's the letters before Satan? What comes before sin?
Resh.
What comes before Tet? Het. What comes before Nun? Mem. So what do you have here? Resh. Het.
Rahem.
The otiot before Satan is? Rahem. What does that mean? Say?
Mercy.
So what does that mean? Here we learn a very interesting thing. That Yehudi should always ask Lachamim from Ribono Sholam, the brother that he has given, where that he is honored with, privileged with. He should ask Ribono Sholam that Chas V'Shalom would not cause that he would be lead to the Satan. So that's what the otiot of before Satan is. Rahim. That means you have to always ask Rahamim from Ribono Shel Olam to be able to sit on the kiseh, and the kesef, and the sus, and the isha. The Chas V'Shalom, these desires will not lead you to these Chas v'shalom, not good ending. And that's why you have to ask Lachamim always. And that's Som Tasim Alech HaMelech. You have to keep repeating yourself. HaMelech, 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 HaMelech. And you have to always ask Lachamim from Ribono Shel Olam, especially this is a very, very Shad Ratzon month. It's a month of Elul. That Ribono Shel Olam listens to every tefillah and answers every tefillah. And Hashem is like, you know, that Hashem should be Melech all our ta'avot and desires, and his name is that Hashem, in short, Ketiba, Chatima, Tova, the Kol Am Yisrael. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.